For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. This special report from the 2018 National FFA Convention brought to you by Nelson Insurance Agency and also Minnesota Farm Bureau here on Chasm Radio. Maggie Molitor joining us with the Painesville Area FFA. Maggie, you guys are a little fired up here. You guys have a lot going on at convention. It's an exciting time, right?
Oh, definitely.
Talk about your history with FFA. How did you get involved? And I'm sure it's a decision you haven't regretted, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I joined FFA in ninth grade. A lot of my older sisters did. So it was just kind of like, oh, this is cool. Last year as a sophomore, I was my chapter sentinel. This year, my chapter's vice president and then the Region 3 reporter.
So talk about locally as a chapter. What are you all involved in? Are certain teams you're involved in or certain aspects of your FFA chapter?
I compete in prepared public speaking, so that's an individual event. And then for teams, I'm on the parliamentary procedure team and the dairy judging contest.
Just by some of the skills that you're learning in FFA, how is it helping you in your other aspects, whether it's academics or everyday life? I bet you see the benefits.
Oh, definitely. Public speaking for me has immensely gotten better. I've been able to do more interviews like this just casually and been able to communicate with not only my peers but also adults in my life, so, and my superiors. So it's really all around very helpful.
So Maggie, looking at convention, talk about some of the things you guys have done. What have you guys taken in? Is it just seminars? Is it tours? And I'm sure you guys have had a chance to have a little fun too.
Oh, definitely. We've had so much fun. So we started off our convention visiting Fair Oaks dairy farm and pig operation. It was amazing, huge. It really takes my small dairy farm to the next level. And then we also went to the Garth Brooks concert. He's phenomenal. And we have just been running around convention, gone to some sessions, a couple workshops, and just soaking it all in.
I know President Trump is going to be speaking here, too, and you said you guys are going to have the opportunity to attend, right?
Yes, we are so excited. It really puts in perspective that our organization is important enough that the President of the United States is coming to speak to us. It really just shows how important FFA is and how we're going to make the impact if the President of the United States is coming to see us.
You mentioned you're a junior in high school, correct? And what does career path look like? Are you thinking that far down the road yet?
Oh, I definitely am. I would love to go something in agriculture, whether it's agribusiness or marketing. I'm not really sure yet, but I definitely want to utilize my communication skills and stay in the agriculture industry.
Do you find that you have a lot in common with other states and other FFA chapters? I mean, besides maybe a little accent here or there, you guys are still wearing the same colors and still have the same interest at hand, right?
Mm-hmm. You look out the convention hall and you see just a sea of blue, and you realize that even though everyone is an individual, we are here for the same purpose, to support agriculture and agriculture education. So it's so cool and so much fun. And you meet people and you realize your chapter is just like mine. We promote our community and school and education, and it's just so much fun.
Maggie Molitor joining us here on Chasm Radio. National FFA Convention running through Saturday here in Indianapolis. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.